Live from Central Texas, it's Let's Talk with your host, Eric Jackson. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the great conversation. And now, here's the host of Let's Talk, Eric Jackson!
All right, y'all, hey, what's going on out there? And happy Monday to you, just like everyone, just like Monday, man. Just have all kind of issues going on here early. I'm telling you, but I made it. I'm here, so I'm going to give y'all a few minutes to catch up with me, because I know a lot of y'all trying to figure out what the heck is going on out there. But guess what? I was trying to figure out the same thing. You know, sometimes it is what it is. But guess what? I'm here, and for those who's listening, who listening to me, you're there. So, hey, we got each other, right? I know. It's one of those great days, one of those great days. So, y'all, guess what? It is Monday, and you are listening to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And today we have, today is Open Mic Monday. Of course, you know, like Open Mic Monday, we talk about any and everything because it is what it is. Hey, Rob, I see you out there. I'm glad to got you, man. That's right, y'all. I made it. Whoo, Lord. It was hard, but I made it, right? Woo! Now, being that it is Open Mic Monday, I mean, we can talk about any and everything, okay? You know, any and everything, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. I'm trying to get set up here while I'm talking to y'all, so forgive me if I pause and sound like I'm halfway crazy here for a moment. Because I's okay, I'm not. But anyway, as I was saying, you know, it's Open Mic Monday. So, you know, Open Mic Monday, we talk about any and everything. It doesn't matter. If you got something on your mind you want to talk about, hey, I have no problem with talking about it with you. Okay? You know, because it is Open Mic Monday, like I said before, we talk about any and everything. It doesn't matter, man. It doesn't. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, I do have to give a little guidelines and some things that, you know, happen while we be talking, you know. Like, you know, here, you know, we want to give everybody a chance. We want to give everybody a chance to voice their opinions on what's going on. So, with that being said, you know, if someone else is talking, you know, you're on the line, you know, and you're a part, you know, active part of the conversation, okay, just let them finish first. Okay, and then finish what they're saying first. Then I'm sure, I guarantee you, we will get into, let me say, your bit and piece about what's going on. That's right. You know, now, if you just continue while we're going through the show, you just continue to chat and break in and yell and scream, then I must admit, I'm going to have to put you on mute. That's right, I'm going to mute you. And then, if you continue, I'm just going to have to boot you. Tase you while I'm booting you. Don't leave them little black marks on you. Let you know you've been tased and booted. Oh, yes. It is so easy to do that. Wow. But, you know, on a serious tip, though, yeah, let everybody go ahead. You know, let everybody say they got to do what they got to say. We have plenty of time. You know, I can't extend the show, so there's no big rush. Okay, just allow everybody to say what they, you know, want to say. Okay? See how easy that be. Okay? Let's see, anything else I want to talk about? You know, I think that's the main thing I wanted to talk about. You know, Friday, we had Freedom Fun Friday, and once again, I want to thank Joe in May too. You know, because we had a outstanding show, and actually we had such a great show. You know, there's a couple of questions that came out of the show that we're gonna have to cover a little bit today because it was quite funny. Hello there, Mr. Stanley. I see you there. I see you out there, man. Thank you for joining me. You know, and before I get to the, you know what, though? Why not? Let's go on and go for it, man, you know? All right. Look, if you want to join the conversation today, we're going to go on and pop into what we want to talk about. You want to join the conversation today, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Sign on to your social media site and join me in my chat room. You know, www.blogtalkradio.com /Eric Jackson 62. Join me in the chat room there. Or go to my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. And I have some pretty funny stuff there sometimes, you know, between this and that. It's there. So, you know, maybe you want to check that out. Okay? Leave me a comment. Okay? And then we also have Twitter at DrivenForLife62. So I think now we have covered just about everything we need to cover there for a hot minute. I see my lines are beginning to hit and warm up a little bit, so let me go on and bring them in. Boop, boop, boop. Well, good afternoon. You're on Let's Talk. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Eric. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Mr. Solution. How are you?
Great, great. Look, there was an issue that came up, as they constantly do, but pretty much revolving around the same thing. There was some ladies hosting a show, which a number of guys chimed in on, and the question was, is the media portrayal of black women as angry accurate or not? And my position was it was. And I said to the ladies as an opener, you guys, which I thought those were pretty fairly quality ladies, that is, I think it was three of them, so at least two of them were, and I said, well, you guys, first of all, you don't want to listen. When a woman asks a question, she pretty much already has the answer, and she's not open to any input, especially input that would require her to change her behavior. And so I pointed that out along with a number of other things. Now, the women will say they disagree. But saying you disagree and having no basis for the disagreement or no creditable basis is really not a substantive disagreement. And some of the evidence that I gave them for, and I, first of all, I agreed with the fact that black women do express a overarching abundance of inappropriate anger, misdirected, screwed up anger. Now, some of them admitted to that. But their position, and I think Stanley does a magnificent job at getting these, what I call weak men, to acknowledge the dualism, the double standard that they have. They'll talk about, well, a man has to tolerate, you know, what has happened to a woman in her past. Now, my position, I just say F that. What happened in her past, she created it. She's the author of her past. If she wants a different present and a different future, she has to do things that are different than her ego-led, ignorant behavior with men in the past. So anyway, like I say, credit to Stanley. He does a magnificent, and he ties those guys in knots, by the way. Now, some of the guys will come on and attempt to defend the women in their inappropriate behavior. And I call these basically misguided men or, at worst, she-males. Because they can't see any inappropriate behavior with women either. Even if women are destroying their world, they still won't acknowledge that the woman has issues that she needs to correct and unique to her. So I think this issue, and maybe you want to jockey it around, do black women, especially when they talk about it, they talk about a 72% singleness rate. Now, these are of adult women, and if you just look at that from a holistic standpoint, 72% of adult women being single and not wanting to be is a catastrophe. nothing short of a catastrophe, because that's over, well, that's the bulk of your population of women in a particular group, any group. And so I think that this is a subject that needs repeated bombardment in love, but it needs repeated, it needs to be repeatedly dealt with.
But that's the solution. I remember that show. You were so right. And remember when I interfered in that show? You gotta understand, Eric, there was a guy in this show that was basically doing what me and Mr. Solution say, protecting the women, acting like a wimpy guy and saying, oh, poor women. You know, they got hurt and things like that. And I came back to the show and I called that show and I told him, as a man, let's talk as men. You would be the first one telling me, I don't care if you got hurt in the past. That does not give you the right to treat a woman this way or that way. You would tell me that as a man. And I ask him the question, how come you as a man don't have that same standard when it comes to women? How come you as a man could come to me as a man and tell me, oh, if I treat a woman badly, even if I had a fucked up, if I had bad situation or bad experience because of my past with women, you would be telling me, take your responsibility. You have no right to do that. And I would ask him that. He never answered that question, Mr. Solution. He was protecting it and said, well, you know, that woman got hurt. So what? She got hurt. I got hurt also. That does not give her the right to treat me badly. If she got hurt and she's fucked up, like Mr. Solution says, it is her responsibility to do something about it. She made that choice to be with that guy who treated her badly. I should not pay for that at all.
Well, like I say, Stanley has string theory elegance in that area, in which he puts that argument to them where they cannot escape but to see their dualistic and inappropriate standards. So I know as a reigning member of the council, you know, Stanley definitely holds up his end on that point, because all he's asking for is fairness. Now, I come in and I try to be as succinct as possible, but this is a large area to cover, and understanding that we have no footing, we have no foundation, I often try to lay a foundation, but I must say, he does a superb job in showing the imbalance, the dualistic, contradictory, dysfunctional support that many men I disagree with Joe that we're hardwired that way. It's just a feature of conditioning, screwed up, jacked up conditioning. And what these men don't realize is they're incubating the destructive egg that is destined to consume. By not requiring adult women to behave responsibly as adults. If women know they have problems, they should get their ass into therapy.
Yes. That's one thing we agree with. Don't put responsibility on people's actions. You're done. If you're excusing people's actions, like I heard in that same show, well, you know, that woman decided to be with a guy, and it was a perfect example. A good person would present themselves to them and say, well, as a woman, you didn't present yourself properly to me. And I would be coming back to these women and say, what's proper for you? What's proper for you could be improper for another person. I could bring you a guy who treats you properly to you. You know, when the person was putting him down and things like that. But when it comes to a guy who has a negative person, you'll never put him down. You'll accept him using you. You'll accept him being your wife. You'll accept him not working. You'll accept all of you. And then you'll say, oh, guys are not sure. Really? You would have accepted that.
But someone needs to mute. We're getting a lot of background noise.
I'm trying to figure that out myself. Okay. Those are some interesting points.
And what show was this on?
Oh, it was a Blog Talk Radio show, Eric. It was like one of those shows they wanted to ask, do women have an angry black, does angry black men exist? And we were like, I said, yes, it does exist. I'm not supposed to pay if you have an attitude and all those things. It does exist. And some women were saying, well, you know, other race has the same problem. Like, well, maybe they do, but I'm telling you as a black man, I don't have that problem with other race. I don't have that.
Well, Stanley, let me just say this as a matter of fact. It's not to the same magnitude. It's not nearly to the same magnitude, because I know, and I survey for this, and if any of you have feedback on it, because we should assist each other in this knowledge-based endeavor. I know of no other group of women that get on the media and denigrate their men the way many, many black women do. And also these black women that are portraying themselves as angry, and also the booty shakers, or what they call the they call them something, but booty shakers that are on the hip-hop videos and whatever. Women, I have seen videos of lines of these women lined up to get in those videos. So what happens is, with most women and most men who obviously, you know, want to be women, or you know, they're just invaginated. I really get disgusted with a lot of these men who won't hold women accountable. But nevertheless, these women voluntarily participate as these booty shakers. No one is, as they say, holding a gun to their head. They actually get booty shakingly dressed and go down to shake their asses. So the men can't be blamed for something that the women willingly and voluntarily participate in. That is just absolutely foolish. And it's treating women like children. So I think, Stanley, another point that men need to bring up regularly is, because they like to talk about, well, it's the venue that you travel in that you find all these corrupt women. That is not true. You can find these women in abundance everywhere, because they are everywhere, okay? And men need to just, men, I'm going to tell you, lying about the condition of women is just like having cancer and being in denial. Yeah. It's going to F you up shortly. You need to be truthful about it, because then we can get to resolving the problem, as opposed to constantly incubating it and allowing it to fester and grow.
And
there's a difference, just this one point, there's a difference between a thug and a surgeon using a knife on you. One is for your benefit, the other is for your hurt. Oftentimes, we don't know the difference. Now, I'm a surgeon in this particular issue, and I want to see women improve. I want to see women, particularly those who say they want relationships with men. And I notice an abundance of young women, and moderately young women, are turning to the filth of lesbianism. And I consider that, now, a person in a pluralistic society, they can do what they choose. But I'm just going to throw down with you on this particular issue. That is absolute filth. You can read about that, by the way, in Romans chapter 1. Women turning to other women, leaving the natural use of the man, and turning to this filth of lesbianism. That is absolutely filth and confusion, in my humble opinion.
And one thing they add also, Mr. Solution, is even that show, a lot of women, I told them in that show, it's not because you're self-reliant that means you're a great partner. A lot of women, black women, think that they, just because you got the degree and you got the car and all those things, does not mean that you are a great partner. Yes, you're self-reliant. Good for you. But self-reliance has nothing to do with the kind of partner are you. Are you the kind of person who's unselfish? Are you the kind of person who's caring? Are you the kind of person this? Or are you the kind of person who's going to remind your man every time that he's down on his luck, or he's trying to do something or have a dream, that you can't make it, nagging him, putting him down, and challenging him his manhood? That's not a great woman. I don't care if you have your degree. That does not make, in my eyes, a great woman just because you got a degree. Congratulations, you got a degree. Congratulations, you have a great job. But that does not mean that you're a great woman just because you have that. And a lot of black women get confused with that.
Right, and I have little empathy or sympathy for women who choose guys who mistreat them, and particularly women who do that repeatedly. And that's driven out of ego, narcissism, and absolute stupidity. And so when I think, again, Stanley does an excellent job of this, but I think when the women – now, Tracy brought this issue up, too. She was saying – well, yeah, the women are that way, but they're that way because men have treated them badly. That's the same argument. See, that's what you call symbolism over substance. They chose the man. There's not a woman. Just imagine, you see a woman out with a man, and she's having a good time, usually being a parasite, because he's normally paying. And I'm saying most of the time. I know they're about 5 to 10% exceptions. But just think, if you went over to that woman and said, hey, I want to be with you, she would say, no, I'm with him. I chose him. That's the point. And that's the point that a lot of us miss in this over-emotional and rarely examined scenario of the dynamic of the relationship. And how much power the woman has initially and throughout. She makes the selection of the man whom she's with, and she powers the relationship through her desires, generally inappropriate. And only a few men have the intelligence and the intestinal fortitude to stand up and say that. Now, there was a raggly-mouthed brother last night who came on. He said he was married, and he talked about being a lion, and a woman will naturally submit to a man who's an alpha male. He was talking directly out of his rectum because there is no standard for how a man should be. And a man who is self-possessed, who's poised, who has himself together, women don't like those kind of men for the most part. Why? Because those men don't bring drama. And women can't control those men. So a lot of times when a woman chooses a jerk, and she can't control him either, by the way, but she thinks she can. She thinks by doing this and doing that for him, letting him drive her car, I think Baby Boy was an example of that. Do you guys remember that? I think Beckford was in that movie. Baby Boy, did you guys? I was able to suffer through it. Yeah, okay. Well, this was an example. Here the woman was.
You're half right, Rich.
Yeah.
You're half right. She's a woman, doesn't want to, does like a man who is poor.
Hey, Joe.
Hey. Oh, hey, Stan. A woman does like a man who is poised because that provides confidence in her mind. But if that man is poised, has status, and all of the other stuff, but does not bring drama, yeah. Then she's going to dump him.
Well, look at you. Look at myself.
Mm-hmm.
I should have you and men, Stanley. And Stanley, I wanted Stanley because I was, extolling him due to his excellent presentation of the dualistic dysfunctional standard that many people take toward the inappropriate behavior of women.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it should be clearly pointed out that Stan, for example, Stan says he can't find women to date. Now, he went out on Shasta's advice, and he contacted a number of women, all of them which had irreconcilable problems. One, I think he said the man beat her, and she was allowing that. I don't agree with men beating women or women beating men, but if you stay there with the beater as the beatee, you're as sick as the person who's beating you.
Mm-hmm.
Get the fuck out. Don't deal with that kind of behavior. So at any rate, if you look at the quality men, and Eric, I know you're kind of on the, you don't let us know, which is fine, whether you're in or out of relationship, but you got Eric, you have myself, you have Stanley, you have Joe, all men, I consider these very quality men, at the top of their field, as it were, and yet all of them report to you pretty much the exact reality. There are very few quality women for them to date.
You know what, too?
and possibly marry. Go ahead.
I've been jaded because a couple of weeks ago I went out to one of my, well, not my social organization, but say a dance that was provided by one of the social organizations that I know about. And there was a woman who sat down and started talking to me, and I was friendly with her. And she was, at least from the waist up, my type, because I didn't see her legs. I'm a leg man. So we got along well, and then, of course, you know, she got up to go and, you know, go to the bathroom or do dancing or something. And then at the end of the night, I was putting on my coat, and she was putting on her coat, and she came over to me and started talking. And then, just as we were about to leave the building, we touched upon a subject which I didn't think that she would know about, and it was about international bankers, and it was about the corruption of America. And the woman was nice-looking, you know, I mean, she from what she was showing, and luckily to me, she wasn't showing, you know, like some women that try to be too sexy. She had a nice body, but she dressed the way that I liked. You know, you could see that she had a nice body, but she wasn't trying to flaunt it. And she held herself in a nice way and everything. And I was thinking about asking her for a phone number because we got along nice. And there are signs that, you know, a woman likes you by how long she looks in your eyes and smiles and all that. And I decided not to. And it's because, why the fuck do I want to go through this shit again, you know, and ask her out on a nice and expensive date, and maybe we talk nicely over the phone, and then when I get to ask her, you know, how would you like to go to this particular place or meet up or go to, you know, go to the movies or something like that, and then have some sort of excuse. And I'm looking at myself now, the past couple of weeks, I'm saying, you know what, even if she did say no, all she could have done was say no, but I'm so fucking jaded that I don't even pursue them anymore. I just go dancing because I love the music and I love to dance. And I've actually met some nice, you know, at least superficially, some nice chicks. And it was just, you know, never mind, I'm babbling.
Okay. I was kind of wondering when you were going to get to the point, but okay.
I'm surprised you're jaded. I'm surprised.
No.
I get to the point, I understand what he's saying and everything, but you never have to lose hope. There are some great women in this world. There are. It's just as men, as us men, there are certain things me, Mr. Solution, Richard, me, and Joe, we will never accept. And a lot of guys are accepting. I will never accept a woman disrespecting me. I will never accept a woman trying to do a power struggle with me and not bringing peace in my relationship. I won't accept that. You know, you could talk to me about anything you need to until you do it with respect, until you do it correctly. I'm not going to accept a woman's going to nag me and put me down because that's not in my nature to do that. I'm not going to accept a woman's going to make me pay for her past because that's not in my nature to do that also, and I expect the same from you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like I'm not going to accept a woman going to play that sex game of saying basically I'm going to make you wait 90 days, 100 days, whatever, just to prove a point, but I'm never interested at you. I'm going to play a game. I'm not going to accept that. I'm not. And a lot of guys do. And it brings misery in their life.
Yeah. Are you finished, Dan? Because I wanted to dovetail off of...
Go ahead.
Okay. What you and Rich... Well, the reason for my babbling was because Rich was talking about... as soon as I got here, he was talking about some guy saying that you had to be a lion and you had to be an alpha male. And I agree that you have to be an alpha male, but I refuse to be the alpha male on call 24/7. If I have to continually check my chick in order for her to act like a woman, then I'm putting in too much energy, as far as I'm concerned, to try to make this girl a woman. And I refused to do that. So that was another reason that I just passed up, you know, an opportunity to even get laid.
Okay, check this out, though. Okay, with that being said, I'm going to ask y'all a question. Okay, in the case of the Octomom, all right, now, you know, she decided to have all them kids and carrying on. Now she's on what, you know, she went and applied for welfare.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't got no job, basically. I guess the question that was put to me, I'm going to ask y'all, since the doctor, you know, was the one who kept, you know, performing this procedure, should he be required to pay child support?
No.
I mean, but really, on for real?
Is that a question that's being asked in the media?
No.
Actually, no.
I can answer that.
Not that I'm aware of. No, that's just something one of my followers, you know, wanted me to ask.
Yeah, I'll weigh in on that. First of all, the doctor does have a fiduciary responsibility, both to his Hippocratic oath and to his profession and to us. But I'm going to say the larger issue here is us. We are the problem. We. Look in that damn mirror. We are the problem. Who allowed a woman to think that that was appropriate for her to do that? Here this bitch was without a man, without a husband, and she has how many now? 14 kids? What do you expect?
That
doesn't take a freaking rocket science for us to allow women to even go there. For women to even think that way means that there's a complete breakdown in society. And that's all of our fault. All. A-L-L. All of us who sit on the fence. Yeah, all of us who are too stupid to have a clue as to how things should be functional as opposed to dysfunctional. So all of us should pay. All of us should pay for those bastard children. And this is the thing I tell women all the time. They say, well, it takes two to tango. And I'm thinking, you friggin' idiot. No, it doesn't. She used sperm with the aid of a dumbass physician. Now, I think that was irresponsible for that physician to do it. And there should be some kind of penalty, which I think he has been... his license has been revoked.
He may be out of public pressure. I have to know what his responsibilities were. But for one thing, if we're going to give women the right to be accountable for what they do, and she made these choices knowing what I think he gave her some sort of fertility enhancement, and if she knew that she was going to have multiple births and she still wanted them, no, I don't think the guy's responsible. It's like a sperm donor. You know, do you know that they're actually trying to make sperm donors pay alimony?
They call it child support, but it's backdoor alimony is what it is. Go ahead.
So, no, you make a choice. You understand what the future holds. You have to be responsible for that, okay? If somebody comes to me and says, you know what? I know there's a liquor store over there that can be robbed. Okay. Now, he doesn't design how to rob it, but he tells me, hey, you know what? There's a liquor store over there that can be robbed, and I rob it. Is that guy going to be held responsible? Now, the law might say, yeah, but he didn't say, go rob it. And even if the doctor said, you know, these drugs are going to give you multiple births, that even makes her more responsible. She knew the outcome. I don't blame the doctor, at least at this point now, because, I still have to learn more about what the doctor was giving her, what kind of relationship they had. And it wasn't fiduciary. It was just a patient, a doctor-patient relationship. Fiduciary means financial responsibility.
No, it means a position of trust, regardless.
No, specifically it means for financial.
I would double-check that, Joe.
Okay.
Yeah, double check that. And but look here, the point of it is he does have a fiduciary, which is a position of trust. It's an honorable position, a position that has been merited, and usually it refers to people who have licenses, but it should refer to anyone, but particularly to people who have license. And that's why his license was revoked. His medical license was revoked. But another point is that insanity can be cultured. I am absolutely convinced of that. If that's the opposite of discipline. And if women feel that they can do anything and the law allows them to do it, women have harbored sperm in their mouths due to performing fellatio, and this was a doctor, by the way, out of Chicago. We've talked about this before.
Mm.
And then she artificially inseminated herself and sued the other doctor, the male doctor, for child support.
Yeah, who was chuckling? Do we have somebody else on the line?
I'm sorry.
Oh, Power's there? Oh, hey, Power.
Oh, hey there, Supreme. But at any rate, I think that until we have this kind of sane talk, which is unfortunately anomalous right now, we're going to get this kind of behavior. I mean, that doctor was operating out of a female brain to even do that. That was highly irresponsible. And the other issue, just to springboard from something that Stanley talks about all the time, the dualistic standard, let's just reverse this for a moment. If men had the best birth control, between 12 forms of safe and effective birth control, they had the power of initiating or denying sex, they had the right to an abortion, they had the right to, even if they made a stupid mistake, they have what you call Plan B, and they have the power to give up the product of their stupidity. They can turn it over to a hospital, a police station, or a fire station without any further repercussions. Would we even have this argument? Would we even be talking about whose fault is it when a woman gets pregnant? No, because we would tell a man, you son of a bitch, you are responsible. You have all the power of control. How dare you not take responsibility? So it's only with a woman who has all the power, all the methods of leverage, all the methods of control, legal and social, we still entertain the idea, is it her fault?
And by the way, Rich, Stanley, you guys have been conscripted to go to Debbie Daly's show on Sundays at 11 p.m., Eastern Standard Time. We're starting a relationship show. You guys are expected to show up. So all of a sudden, you guys committed suicide or what?
Yeah.
No, I'll be there. Yeah. Go ahead, Supreme.
You see, in your life, you get not having.
How come every time you call, Power, Obama's always in England?
I know, because, you know, he sounds so perfect. Other times, now, as soon as he starts talking, he just breaks up. It's like he's in the orbit or something. I don't know about everybody else, but I can't understand word he's saying right now.
I only heard syllables.
Yeah.
No, I said I bought a new microphone, a new headset, because it was the January 7th.
Poverty, can you get yourself a ham radio set, maybe, and call in or something?
Hey, fellas, what's that?
He said
yeah,
he had to get. I think he said he had to get a new microphone and a headset or something like that.
Oh, yeah,
but that might help.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't know. It sounds like it's looking pretty good right now. You may have to call in on your regular phone, man. I don't know if that's going to cost you or not. But
yeah, landline, you know, if you have unlimited calling, you know, that would probably help.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Go on, give us a call.
Anyway,
yeah.
Eric, what's happening, man? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Lo? How you doing today, man?
I'm all right, bro. What's up, fellas? How y'all tight? You doing?
Hey.
Okay, hey, I guess the tightness fell off. I don't know.
So, anything that you'd like to add to whatever?
Of course.
Yeah, what's going on? I stepped away.
Okay.
So, yeah, this is N.O. Low. What's going on, fellas?
Yeah, what's up? What's up?
Hey, bro, I can sympathize with you guys because you know, I was on the outside looking in just like I am now. As far as being a single man right now, fuck that.
Yeah, tell me about it.
You got too many people you got to compete with, and then on top of that, you have to compete with other women.
You know, if you're if you're going where I think you're going, because I, you know, when you take a look at pictures of girls, how they're just hugging tit to tit and taking pictures tit to tit, and how they dance with each other and everything, I think a lot of women, more than we realize, have bisexual tendencies.
I think a lot of that has to do with what they see. They see this shit on television. It fucked me up when I saw Lil Wayne and Baby kiss each other. I was like, what the fuck? This, you know, that ain't how I get out. And you know,
well, that wasn't where I was going, but yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm just saying, you know, to me, a man fucking a man and kissing a man is exactly the same as a woman. You know, some guys will be like, oh yeah, two chicks, hell yeah. I mean, you know, I'll stand on the island by myself and say it's all fucking wrong. That's me.
Hey, entertainers, for the most part, should never be used for anything but a bad example. And I don't know why we're always running to these people for our examples, entertainers. Entertainers, I don't know if you guys saw the movie The Body Snatchers or something of that nature, where the internals of a person have been sucked out and replaced with something else. When you become an entertainer, you pretty much have to sell your soul and realize they made Morris the Cat famous. So the people that have the power can make anyone famous. So the thing of it is to look at someone in a position. Look at Kim Kardashian. I understand that she's still married to that Humphries guy. Now, this is what was reported. She's allegedly still married to Humphries while she's having a baby with this other guy.
Yeah,
she got impregnated by this other guy. Have you guys heard that or not?
No.
I did hear that.
Yeah.
Okay,
all right. Also.
But my point is, we don't see entertainers make a lot of money. Their lives are, this Shannon, not Shannon, but this chick who's, I don't even know her name, but they constantly plaster her in the media. She's a drug addict, a drunk, and this sort of thing.
Lindsay Lohan.
Not even a good actress. What's her name?
That's my baby.
Lindsay Lohan.
She's a bad
Joe's
example.
Baby. Lindsay Lohan. That's Joe's baby right there. Lindsay Lohan. That's her.
I just get so sick of them constantly putting that crap in our faces. This woman needs to be committed to some asylum and dealt with. But they keep parading her out in front of us as if we care. Who really cares? So my point is simply, entertainers are never good examples just because of what they have to go through. And they're not themselves. They're not even real people. And think about a good actor. I thought this through one time. An actor, a good actor, who are they? Who is a good actor? If they're a good actor.
Who the hell knows?
Excuse me?
Who the hell knows who they truly are?
Exactly. You don't know who they are. They are an actor or a thespian. So the thing is that, you know, clear thinking, unfortunately, is a rare commodity. And everybody, you find people, some person will say something that's perfectly reasonable. And you'll hear an idiot stand up and say, I don't agree with that. No basis whatsoever. None. So I just think, you know, using an actress or an actor or any of the people of the entertainer of that nature as an example, except for a bad example, except in rare cases. Is not good policy because they don't know what the hell they're doing. So
I don't agree.
And let me just say this regarding Joe. Notice I'm not saying I'm the most sagacious one or wise one, but you see the pull of gravity is impacting Joe now. He said he's jaded, and I understand what he's saying. But if women had borne some of the load, you don't want to keep going down the same dead-end road, dealing with the woman, and then it turns out to be crap, or she turns out to be crap, or a relationship anyway. So the thing there is, if women were carrying their weight, it wouldn't put such drag on men, because there would be reciprocation. There would be reciprocity. And so, sure, you're getting up having to do all that work to deal with a woman who turns out to be a a dead end, a dud? Sure, it's a. But see, even though gravity is the weakest force in the universe, it permeates everything. And you see the effect, not just on Joe, but a lot of men. And he used the term jaded, which means he's worn out.
Well,
is that correct, Joe?
Well, jaded does mean I have a jaundiced position. Yeah, but I am.
Yeah, you sound tired right now.
I am worn out. As a matter of fact,
you're sleepy, man.
No, it's not that. I'm just relaxing. Last night it hit me because I was on Debbie's show, and Salahuddin, who will be coming to the show as well on Sundays, doesn't compete with you, Eric, so no problem.
Salahuddin? I'll show up.
Yeah, and
I like him. I like all of y'all, but yeah, he's very erudite in his presentation.
And while we were talking, it was hitting me that the same thing that I was relating to you guys, what had happened a few weeks ago. And she's nice. She can say no, or maybe we will go to a place. We could have gone to a place, but here I am thinking, why go through this shit again? Even though I am in control, I am not going or doing anything like Stanley. I'm not letting any woman, direct me into a place where I don't want to be. But, and I'm thinking, why freaking bother?
All right, maybe I can assist you here because I'm actively dating.
Well, give me your best fiduciary advice.
Absolutely. Advice of trust.
Hold up. Stop. Wait before we go there. Mr. Solution, say that again. You went on a date?
Yeah, I've been dating. In the last couple of months, I've been on about four. But let me tell you the excitement of my going on a date. I orchestrate it. I do is normally I go to a coffee shop, but sometimes it'll screw up and I'll end up in a restaurant. Either way, I get there first. Normally half an hour to 45 minutes before the date arrives. Now, I had a good conversation with the waitress, and I looked the waitress dead in the pupil, not just in the eye, in the pupil. And I said to the waitress, I want there to be separate checks here. And I moved in close to her, and I let her know that her tip was going to be contingent upon her getting everything correctly. And she did get it correctly. Actually, there was a shift change. And believe it or not, even though I come and speak the way I'm speaking right here, which generally that's the way I speak, period, but I'm a real entertaining type of individual, such that all of my dates go a minimum of 2.5 to 3 hours. Easily, and sometimes usually we close the place. That happens quite often. So anyway, the lady was very nice, and sometimes, and this is what I recommend, having a conversation allows you to get to know another person in a very intimate and appropriate way. So this woman paid for herself. I paid for myself. It's not about the money. That's not the issue. That has never been the issue. The issue really is I don't know you, so I don't owe you. I don't know you, therefore I don't owe you. I don't even owe you when I get to know you. But if I desire to interact with you on a love romantic basis, sure, I love picking up the check. I love regaling another person. But I'm not going to do it as part of your little bullshit trickery. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to play that game. You're going to talk to me, and if you don't like talking to me, you get lost. And that's the attitude that men have to take.
Are you going
to
give me the advice?
I went on that show that Tyreek was asking the question, should a man pay a lot of money for a woman when he's getting to know her? And the question is never asked properly. Usually it's first dates. First dates, a man should not pay anything for the woman. Unless he's paying for pussy.
Are you going to give me the advice today?
What's that?
Are you going to somewhere when they give me the advice today?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I gave the advice. The advice is meet women. The best way to meet women is through other people, and go to a place where you spend nothing, but you just present your
conversation.
Yeah,
you said that before. I thought you were going to talk about my experience with it. All right, never mind.
Joe, check it out, Joe. And I told you before, and I remember a show when Shasta was on.
God. Yeah.
This lady that you was on a date with this last time, where did you meet her at?
I met her at a dance.
Okay, you met her at a dance. Was she one of those people that, we go on a date, it's going to have to be this type of place or whatever. Was she one of those people that you say you know?
I never got that far. I didn't ask her for a number.
Okay.
See, we were just walking out, and prior to walking out, we had about like a 2-minute conversation, which interested me because she seemed as though she would be interested in finance and politics. So,
Joe, let me say this on that. That's good that you let her go. Let about 5 or 6 more of them go because they deserve to go because of the critical mass that they've built up. So I just allowed that to be what it is that, yeah, I agreed with you 100% there. But I was seeing how it could be rejuvenated.
Well, yeah, what you hadn't mentioned, but what you mentioned at the latter part of your thing, was that, yeah, get it arranged and go to a nice neutral place, a coffee shop, a restaurant. I agree with you on that. I happen to like that idea that you employ.
But look here, what I'm saying is, and I'm sorry if there was miscommunication on that part,
mm-hmm.
I think women losing out is a good testament to how women need to change.
I agree, but he was the new caller. Were you finished with me?
No, new... this is N.O. Low, man.
Oh, N.O. Low, hey. So.
Yeah. But like I was saying, I mean, you know, if this was one of those ladies that, you know, you said before that, or she's used to going to this type of restaurant or whatever the case may have been, then, you know, hey, you should have chalked that up as a loss at the very beginning.
Oh, no, but I'm sorry if I misled you guys. See, I didn't get her phone number. I'm conjuring up in my mind that this is going to be the same old thing.
Oh.
I didn't pursue it. She was nice looking. I would order, years ago, I would have just asked for the phone number and see what may. The thing is that I'm jaded, and I decided I don't even want to put in one-tenth of the energy I put in before.
You're right there. Just you know, stop there. But see, she should have given you her number. She wasn't a quadriplegic or a paraplegic, was she?
No.
Well, she could have given you her number.
Well, that's true.
if she was interested, then why not? I mean, that's the game that women play. That's,
yep.
And Stanley is the stockbroker on this one. He is the one that says, hey, well, you know, this is what's going to happen. This is what they're going to do, and this is what they expect you to do. He is the one that brings more truth than anybody else. Hey, they expect for you to say something to them first.
Because they're playing a game. It's a fucking game. And so what happens when they realize, and I'm talking about the quality women, a lot of the deadbeat women will never realize. They don't have the consciousness to realize anything or the character. But the women who realize, well, hey, I could meet good men, but they're getting tired. And I consider Joe at one time, and I hope he regains it by constantly plugging into this show. He was as energetic comes. Now he's jaded by his own admission.
I'm dead wood. I am.
So he can be rebuilt into the $10 million man.
I know. They sucked the energy out of me, these bitches.
They sucked the fucking energy out of you. That's right. And you being a good man, only because it was a little energy at a time, it worked up over time to being virtually all your damn energy.
Oh.
So the point is, let me tell you, when I walk away from a date, I feel great. You can quote me on that. The thing of it is that when we meet, I don't pay shit for her. Now, am I a cordial person? Yeah, entertaining,
No, I imagine
very
you all
understanding,
those, right?
Great conversation. I find out what she likes to talk about and let her talk. And, you know, we just have a fantastic
that
damn
time. That actually is the secret to a good conversation, because I've told people, I can converse with you on any subject. All I got to do is ask a few questions and let you just talk, 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 and I'll just sit back and listen. So I agree with you, Rich. All you got to do is, and if you know how to do that, hell, the conversation just flows.
I got there this particular date, the last one, which, I, again, all of them are good. They're record dates. I got there. I was a bit famished, and I had a nice taco. What was it? Taco chicken soup. Oh, that was really good. And I had two cups of hot cocoa. This is before she arrived. And then I felt great. And so she came, and we maybe I had another glass of something. I forget which.
Did you evacuate so that you could feel pure?
Wait a minute. The conversation was so damn good, she didn't even know she was paying. She paid without flinching. It was as smooth could be. And so, men, you need to understand, you don't know her, you don't owe her. You don't know her, you don't owe her. She's dating just like you are.
That's true.
That
is,
yeah.
That's
that is very true. That is a very true statement. Somebody call me?
Oh,
it's power of poverty. I don't know.
Yeah, well, we listening, Supreme.
But not hearing.
It's going to be hard to stop. Some men get their women by using the wealth, their money. You know.
Wait a minute. What's that? Repeat it, please.
I'm saying that that's a dynamic that certain men use: wealth, their money, their car, their status.
Oh yeah, that I heard.
Yeah, but they need to stop doing that. That's the whole point that we're making. They need to stop doing that. Because look, if a woman is a whore, sure, to pay her. If she's a whore, pay her. Because that's the way that it's a financial transaction. But realize, when you put finances ahead of feelings and emotions, the feeling and emotions are gone. It's purely financial.
Right.
And that's what a lot of men and women are ignorant of. That is the reason you're supposed to get connected with a person based on who that person is. And the only way you learn who the person is through conversation and sharing of ideas. And I could add substantive ideas, Joe. I know you would probably appreciate that, but
mm-hmm.
of course, true.
Mm-hmm.
But spending money on a woman, see, that's my showing respect for a woman. If I spend money on you, you're just like you're a purchased item. You're a thing. You're not a person anymore. You become a thing. That's what a lot of women don't realize. When they get with wealthy men and men who collect trophy women, remember what trophies do. I have a few trophies. Where do you put trophies? You put them on the shelf, and what do? Collect dust. Right?
Yeah. That's kind of like
a real person. Stop being a gold digger. Stop being this kind of person who's looking for remuneration. And be a participant. And even if a woman is looking to be paid, just let it be known. Let a man know, hey, I want you to pay for me. Now, I'll kick your ass to the curb. You will hear my tires squealing when you say that. But that's okay, too, because you want truth, right? I don't care how attractive a woman is. If I find out she's after money, F her.
Okay, well, check this out. Now, I remember a few shows ago we were talking about how spoiled the athletes are, you know, from, you know, being in junior high and high school, whatever. The girls that see, they on the outside looking in, they see that this guy's going to be successful one day. He's the best player on the team, and he's getting 200 yards a game, whatever. Now, those women, they have a motive that they already understand. I'm going to be his trophy. And hell, if I have to, I'll slang more vagina than a little bit to get there. And if I got to, I have to trap him if I have to with a baby. Now, that's one situation. But just take the guy that's in school trying to do the right things and, you know, just want to be a productive part of society, and he winds up being, you know, the top of his class and gets the quote-unquote great job and all of these things. So those women that were there in the beginning that stuck by him, they were there genuinely. You know, that was genuine. But this bitch over here on the side that was waiting for the payday because he was such a good athlete, she already knew what was going on. You know, and men, they should understand that, you know, that trophy that's there because, you know, everybody likes to have pretty stuff. Now, if she's there just because of that, then those guys, you know, a lot of them don't think with their egos and dicks anyway, so it doesn't matter. But those guys should understand, you know, she's only there for the time that everything is good. But the lady that was there, you know, when you had to eat the ramen noodles and you didn't have any money to go and do this and everything, then, you know,
that's
she's the one.
That's a treasure, yeah.
Yeah, she's the one that's going to be there for you. You know, the thing, let's say it's an all-star weekend and everybody on the phone right now is a part of the Dallas Mavericks. And we are the top team right now, and we're going to Atlanta and we're about to play the Hawks. And, you know, everybody on the phone right now that's in this queue, we're all the top players on the team. How many women do you think are going to be at that hotel room?
Yeah, but see, here's the thing, Anna Lou. I agree with you. But it's not about finding women. It's not about that. It's about when you do or if you do, keeping somebody who is a treasure that you don't have to keep in check, that she gives you mutual reciprocation, that, as Stanley has talked about, understanding, respect, and trust. It's not about finding, you know, for some guys, yeah. But, of course, you're right. If you have status, then you don't have a problem, okay? You don't have a problem finding a woman. The thing is that it's about getting that woman to be your true partner.
Right,
I don't have a
right.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Luckily, I don't have a problem finding women. I can dance well. When I was a kid, I was an ugly little bastard, but I grew into my body, and I lifted weights. So I do have women approaching me, and I don't have any problem. I think about 80-85% of girls say yes when I ask them to dance. The thing is that it's not finding a woman. It's not finding a woman of my type. It's finding somebody who can be a true partner. It's, you know. Oh, and by the way, what I did last night, I encourage you guys to do this. I found my girl online. Not my girl, but the girl I like. If you guys watch General Hospital, I'm a soap opera addict for General Hospital. There's a couple. It's not a power couple. It's not one of these femme fatales. It's Ellie and Spinelli. Spinelli's a kind of a geek. But
yeah.
But Ellie is a cool chick, but she has to be, she's like fine, she's like Scotch. You have to acquire a taste, and I would acquire a taste for her pretty quickly because she's honest, has no agenda, is not beguiling, is intelligent, but is good looking. So if you guys wanted to find out my kind of chick, it's not what you ordinarily would see in the movies, Ellie and Spinelli. So,
but, you know, like you said before, those are TV people. So we don't know how that lady actually is.
Oh, I mean, off in real life, hell, she might be a complete cunt. But the thing is that the character is not like the characters you see on any soap opera, on the silver screen, or in the movie theaters, because she's not either a hero, anti-hero in the feminist sense or in the feminine sense. And still needs to be rescued. She is an independent chick, but she's got a sense of humor. She has no agenda. She's true to her man. And she's like, she loves the moment, which is what I like about her. So, you know, if I found a woman like that in real life, Ah, baby, you're mine.
Okay,
that's
you know what? Okay,
and you'd spend money on her, wouldn't you, Joe?
What kind of money?
You'd spend your money.
Oh, I would spend my money on her, yeah.
So this is the thing, Mr. Christian. Men have to do it as a collective. I'm all for your idea.
I agree. I know I would spend my money after I got to know her, but I mean, at the beginning, I wouldn't be spending my money on her to try to. She wouldn't. I doubt if she would even care about that. But let's say she did. I'd have to kind of give her a kind of a lesson. Because, like Rich was saying, I don't own you. We don't own each other. We don't owe each other. But I think that she would go along with it if the character continues to play out the way that it seems to be playing out. But I would spend money on her later because I would buy her gifts because I would like her. I wouldn't mind spending my money. I wouldn't mind rescuing her. I wouldn't mind being her hero because she's worth
it. You would expect things
be
back.
Be very careful there, Joe. Now, when I was in agreement with
back,
you
right?
Up until you said rescue. Now, you got to realize what you're rescuing her from.
Well, I'm not going to rescue her from her own stupidity, except maybe once or twice. But I am.
Right.
If she's in trouble and she needs me because I'm her soulmate, I'm there for her.
Well, yeah, and that's fine. Right. And that's the way most men are. In fact, it's the doctor I mentioned to you, the one that wrote Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, said that men care more about women than women care about men. Because we've been socialized to care for women.
No, yeah.
It's not necessarily hardwired. I know you use that phraseology sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We are socialized or conditioned to care more about women because generally this is expected. But that was to a different type of woman. That was to a different genre of woman. At the particular time, say 50, 60 years ago, women were trained to also cater to men. There was a quid pro quo. There was a give. There was an equal exchange. What women are asking for now is everything from you, and they give nothing. See, that's the problem with it now. It's very unfair. It's out of balance. And until we get this balance, and the only way that I've seen, now if someone comes up with a better idea, I mean, I'm for it. The only thing that I've seen is that we have to get rid of all the, you know, if any of you have ever done woodworking, you've got to get rid of the varnish, as they say, and get down to the actual wood. The actual wood is your character, who you are. Do you enjoy spending time with me for me? Sure, most of us, I think, that are speaking on the phone right now could buy women. Most women are for sale. Most women are for sale. And I would defy any guy that says that's not true. I told you guys to go to this website. It's myfreecams.com. And look at these, quote-unquote, ordinary women. And most of them, about 80% of these women, are quite attractive, by the way. But all of these women are single. A high percentage of them say that they're bisexual or bi-curious. Now, maybe some of you can explain what that dysfunction is, the bi-curious. But maybe you know. Do you know what that means, Joe, bi-curious?
Yeah, somebody who has bisexual tendencies is trying to cover them up by saying, well, all I want to do is just experiment once or twice and ends up probably experimenting about 3,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
sound like some bullshit to me because, you know, it's funny that you mentioned, Joe, you mentioned soap operas.
Mm-hmm.
I was at work the other day, and it was so disgusting until I had to post it on my Facebook page. You had a room full of guys in the break room just sitting there talking about what's going on, the holidays coming up. Oh, yeah, I spent all this money on this gift, whatever. And on the TV on the wall, it was crazy. You had two guys on a soap opera standing on a fucking mistletoe kissing each other. You know,
in a soap opera?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. That causes confusion.
Oh.
And the thing is what you're talking about, the I'm bi-curious. Motherfucker, you confused. You don't know who you are supposed to be. You don't understand what it's supposed to be. I mean, hey, you don't understand the
of the way things are supposed to go. And that goes back to looking at Paris Hilton, Beyonce, and Kim Kardashian, and, oh, yeah, this chick did a sex video, and everybody's seen her eating cock from here to tomorrow, and no one thinks she's her.
Yeah, okay. I'm just, at any, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, at any one time, at this myfreecams.com, you have about 1,000 women. A lot of them are U.S. women, but they're from all over the world. Obviously, they're on the Internet. But the reason I recommend that men go there for research purposes primarily is to see what women are like. Most men are stupid as to what women really are like.
Yeah.
If you see these women showing their coochies to the world, now, what man, even though these women are attractive, what man, quality man, would take these women seriously? Answer, none. Because these women have no character.
That's true.
I agree with that.
That's true.
Say it again. Okay. I'm sorry. Did I hear a dissent?
No, I agree with you.
I agree with that, too. And the thing is, let's just say we were all having a little get-together in my house, and my lady that I have come to like and love and all of that other stuff was somebody that I met on that site. And everybody in this pool has went there and looked at her and all of this and all of that. So, I mean, hell, there is not a damn thing left for the imagination. I mean, you know, there's a respect factor that every man should enjoy, you know. I won't show up to a place and expect for nobody to say, well, hey, you know, that guy, he has a nice-looking lady. But if I show up and everybody's already seen her online, that's bullshit, man. You know, that's like, you know, you're wasting your time as far as the whole thing is concerned. That you know, nobody want to be with somebody that don't nobody want. And, you know, if you're with somebody that everybody done got, I mean, it's like me going out today and leaving my wife and going and saying, well, hey, I want to marry Vanessa Thurio. There's no way that could happen because, I mean, yeah, everybody done laid up with her. Everybody done seen on everything. And what else is there left for me other than this shell of a woman? I mean, you know.
Well, sure, there's no respectability. But see, the reason I encourage you guys to go there is not just for indulgence per se. It is to see women. Because one of the things about women, it's like they disappear before they disappear in plain sight, and you find a lot of guys. Now these guys probably won't change. A lot of them won't until they're really hit with something like alimony or child support, and then some of them don't change. Then they just blow their brains out or jump off of a bridge. But you've got to know that women are human. Women have human nature. A lot of times I say to guys, well, hey, women are in prison. A lot of women are in prison. And the main reason, I think, are drug abuse, illicit drugs, property damage, and prostitution. Those are the three main. And women, I gave this statistic last time. Joe disagreed with it a little bit. But women have a faster rate of going to prison today than men do. And women's prisons are opening up all over the place, and a lot of them are in place. And see, what happens is unless women understand reality, when they're given this life is a bowl of roses, they really never understand accountability. Now, that's their fault because they need to learn what accountability is. But a lot of women, say, for example, on that myfreecams.com, they will get into that showing their bodies. Now, there's an easy transition from there to out whoredom, prostitution, and drug abuse. Women need to be – now, many of these women could be with quality men. And they're not making that much money. They are getting paid some money. I don't know how much, but they are getting paid. They show their bodies for tokens. They call them tokens. And but what happens is just like I'm saying, these are women who are raised to believe that they can just do whatever they want to do. And instead of getting a job and working an honorable profession, they're doing something that is ultimately quite degrading. And if we're stupid of that, we don't know women. Because you could be talking to women who actually do that, and you wouldn't know it if you don't know that women are capable of doing that. So this is the reason that I promote men really becoming familiar with women. And women who go to prison. Women, now, you know, I knew I had a teacher in graduate school who, now, this guy was an engineer, and I always feared for his life, but he was dating a woman in prison. You see? And so some men will do that. Not many men, of course, because these women are a complete burden. They're like parasites because, you know, they can't do anything. It's hard for them to get work after they go to prison. And a lot of them aren't fit for work once they go to prison anyway. But, see, these are just some things that men need to know about women. And when you can tell the truth about women, that's powerful. And that will help rectify some of the problems that we're having right now, were men just to tell the truth. Now, I know we are telling the truth, but most men don't tell women the truth. Mm. They lie to them.
All right. Now, you know what? I know Joe's still here somewhere. You know, Friday night, you know, fun Friday.
Right.
Mr. Solution, you came in kind of, you know, you came in at the end of the show. And there we had left. But me, Joe, and me too were talking. And then there was a question that came up. And I told him I had to put it to the council because I just really wanted to know. And the question is, what if women actually were president or ran the world? Would things be differently as far as war and, you know, just total confusion? Would it be better or would it be worse? Personally,
hey,
men may.
That foolishness again.
That's right. That's right. I'm putting it out here. Hey, I got the council. That's right. I got the council. So I'm putting
it
out there. It
really wouldn't
I'm putting
be
it out there.
Different in terms of actual policy. Because men would still run the presidency. The president doesn't run things. The president is there as a figurehead, but actually men still run things. But the answer to your question is, let's look at a little bit of history. Golda Meir, I think that was the prime minister of India.
Israel.
Look at Margaret Thatcher.
Israel.
Okay, Israel, right. Indira Gandhi was the prime minister of India. Right, thank you for that correction. And, of course, Margaret Thatcher of the UK or of Britain.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing of it is, wars still flourished. Women, for the most part, would not change anything. Now, my position is, since women are excluded from, selective service registration, they don't merit being president. I think one of the reasons that Barack Obama became president is because of the possibility of Hillary becoming president, and whites didn't want that, and I understand why. You have a shrill, shrieking shrew. You just don't want that. And it wouldn't even make a good figurehead. But I don't think things change markedly with women in power. Women cause a lot of fights. A lot of men who get in fights and kill other men, who is it over? Worthless women, oftentimes. So I don't think you would have the kind of change that a lot of women promote that there would be when you look at history and you look at what a person should have to do to merit being the president. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, a nice truncated answer would be they would either continue along with the same hostilities as men, or it would be increased. I talked about you don't want somebody whose hormones are going to take control of some bitch's brain every month. But in terms of real power, men control the world, but it's not through presidencies, and it's not through dictatorships, and it's not through heads of state. It's through the banks, and I doubt if the very powerful men on this planet are ever going to allow a woman to come anywhere near their particular power. So,
Had you finished, Joe?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And moreover, now this may be to women's credit. Women don't want to do that. There was a study done of women. 60 Minutes did this study of women who graduate from Ivy League universities. There was supposed to be an understanding that when you graduate from an Ivy League university, you're supposed to work for 40 years. You're supposed to be chained to a desk. Women don't do that. Women get these highfalutin educations, and they go and have a baby. So women look at life in terms of lifestyle options as opposed to these hard line. Now, a lot of these men are in these particular professions until they die or just get too old to even to do anything else. And women aren't going to do that. Women don't do that for the most part. So I think it's sort of a moot point. Now, she'll get with a man who'll do it. And do you know most women who become wealthy, do you know how they become wealthy? Does anyone know?
Geez, let me think. Would it be marrying up?
They inherit it, right.
Mm.
Yeah, so women don't really work. When you find wealthy women, they didn't work for it. Now, obviously, there are a few exceptions that make the rule. But they marry men, and they let the men do the work. So women choose life with options more than just following a hard line in life, like men generally do. If you look at most women aren't as successful as the men you have on this panel right now.
Hmm.
Hello?
Interesting. I mean, that's a good point. You know,
you're damn right. That's why I made it.
You know, and I actually had to ask, you know, the women, my women friends, you know, I had to ask them that question because I really wanted to know myself. And, you know, because me, Joe, and May, too, you know, we went about it for about 5-10 minutes. So I was like, let me ask this question. And actually, I asked about, say, 5 or 6 women, this same question that I put to the council. And all of them said the same thing. Hell no. They said, because how did they put it? Because we act before we think a lot of times. So, in other words, they said, hell no. I know one said, hell no. I say, nuke it and just be through with it. I may think about it afterwards.
Yeah.
He said, but no. He said, and then the way my hormones acting during my menstrual cycle, I said, oh, no, I don't think I would want that. So, you know, it was a very interesting, I mean, to go out there and ask different women this same question, I'm thinking, they'd be like, yeah, yeah. A lot of them be like, oh, no, we can't have that. So what Mr. Solution said, it makes a lot of sense.
Let me tell you this. I don't know if the guys are.
Hey, how about. I'm gonna use this one, and he had a lot of good points, but I'm going to come from a biblical aspect. Now, if you look at the natural order and the natural selection of the Bible, a woman was not put here to lead or head any man, and this is the same thing I posted on your Facebook page, Eric, when you asked this question. A woman was not put here to lead or head any man or direct any man. A woman was put here to help a man with all of his endeavors. Now, if you decide to supersede yourself and bring a woman before you and say, well, hey, this is our new leader, then you've already naturally, you've thrown everything in chaos because the natural order or the natural way that things are supposed to go, everything has been thrown to the side for that. And so I'm just going to go from a biblical aspect. No woman was put here to lead a man, and I said this I don't know how many shows ago. The first thing is a man has to be a man and stand up and do what a man has to do. Now,
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
If you out there having sex with all these women and if that's what completes your manhood, then you are sadly mistaken, my friend. But there's a lot more to it than that. A man, first and foremost, has to know who he is and what his place in this realm of life is supposed to be.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but what you just said is inaccurate, at least the last part for sure. And that is, men don't just have sex with women. We're not talking about rape here. We're talking about voluntary sex. So women women voluntarily have sex.
We already know that this is a solution.
Well, no, we don't know that. What happens, or we don't know it consciously. What happens is women create the men that are able to do that. Because I won't do that, presumably you won't do it, Joe won't do it, Stan won't do it, Eric isn't doing it. A man knows that profligacy is not the way to build himself up. So these men that are doing what you just said, the women create these men. And by the way, I want to...
First, before you say anything else, which man are you talking about? Because I can tell you about somebody that I know firsthand.
The men who just have sex with women, the ones that you mentioned. And there are men who do that.
And those are guys that have sex with women, and that's who they are.
But the women determine who has sex with them. Because that's what I talk about, women sharing the power. If women were to take what I call assertive action, they would be sharing the power. So right now, women only have sex with
you. And then you have those weak-minded women that are influenced to do whatever.
But a woman who's weak-minded, that's her fault. She has to not be weak-minded.
Even though she
that's not the man's fault that she's weak-minded, is what I'm saying to you. So what I'm saying to you, in essence, the power in terms of relationship and especially the way social structure moves is in the power of women. Now, if they screw it up, that's on them. It's not men who control that particular area. Now, there are men in power, but those men actually work on behalf of women. That's the amazing thing. Congressmen mainly work on behalf of females. That's the reason they have all the legal power they do. But I wanted to approach this thing. They talked about women having their periods. First of all, there's a condition known as amenorrhea. That's the cessation of the menses. And so if women are under stress, whether a physical or mental stress, their periods stop.
Right.
And I think the minimum age for a president in the U.S. is 35 years of age. But usually people are much older. I think John Kennedy was the youngest president. But women, number one, they wouldn't have a menstrual cycle if they got into that position. And I don't think they should get in that position before they're required, you know, because the president is the commander-in-chief of the military, of the armed forces. So how does it look, someone being commander-in-chief of the military, and they don't have an obligation to even register for the Selective Service? Now,
I have agreed with that. I have no qualms with that. But I'm telling you from the stance that I know, if there's a guy that, let's say, hey, he doesn't go to college. He gets a job and he works and, he has his own apartment and everything is going good for him. And let's say he got a woman on the south side and the north side and he got this chick over here that has a pretty, quote-unquote, pretty good job and she works in an office as an executive and everything. She's using him, and he's using her. But the whole thing is everybody getting what they want. But the thing about the base of that, the man is ultimately deciding to do whatever he wants to do with that woman because she'll call him, and either he'll come or he won't.
Okay, but this is the point I would just ask you to consider. Why is she with that type of man? Why is she with that type of man instead of with an Eric, with a Joe, and I'm assuming this is a good woman, right? I'm going to assume that.
Of course.
She's a good woman. Why in the hell is she with a dysfunctional man? Why?
Okay, well, I'll ask you this question. I'm going to ask a question with a question. Why in the hell did I ask all of my Facebook friends, what do you all think about the quote-unquote gay Bible that they just came out with? And no one out of all these people...
You only got a minute left.
out of all these people on church every Sunday, oh, it was wonderful.
Oh, yeah, we're extending the show, so no problem. We're extending the show.
Yeah, nobody said it. Nobody said a damn thing. All these people that, oh, church was wonderful. Oh, the bishop did that. Oh, I just got a message. Nobody said anything. No one stands up on their principles. They'll stand out there on the bullshit and say, oh, yeah, everything was great. Yeah, well, what was great about it?
Unless you're saying the woman doesn't stand on her principle, I don't see the relevance here. What is it?
Of course you don't. Of course you don't. And that, you know, that's your perspective. But I'm telling you.
What is the? What? Tell me. What is the relevance? Well, why did you bring up a gay issue? We were talking about a heterosexual situation, and you shifted to a gay. Why is the woman with the? Why is the quality woman with the non-quality man? Why is she with him?
She's with him because nobody told her where she should be or what she should be doing.
Okay, now did she
see? Go to school. Yeah, go. No. On the educational portion, yeah. Hey, go to school, get your education, get your degree. Blah 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 blah. But as far as morals and values,
yeah.
Nobody
she could ask. You got to realize human beings are not just limited to what they know. They can ask people questions, especially when they do it repetitively.
Now, I
would assume that there are very few women who are with a guy, the wrong guy, for the first time. There's a lot of prerequisites here. So you need to face the fact that women make choices. Women are human. Women make choices. They make bad choices. And they make bad choices for reasons.
Well,
and you have to be willing to open your mind to look at those reasons.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, y'all. I got somebody else want to get in on this. Let's see. Good afternoon, y'all. Let's talk. What's on your mind? 408.
Oh. Hey, how you guys doing? I wanted to get in the conversation. Can y'all hear me, though? Is my earpiece messing up?
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hold on, let me get off this earpiece real quick.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I just wanted to get on the conversation because I'm not quite understanding now. You're saying a very respectable woman is with someone who's non-respectable. Now, but how non-respectable is he? I mean, is he like a thug from the streets? A hoodlum or what? Like, kind of help your audience here because I'm kind of confused.
Before you say anything else, most of the thugs wear suits.
An intelligent thug wears a suit.
He's intelligent, hoodlum, whatever you want to call it. He's still a thug. Shit is shit, regardless if you put sugar on it or whatever.
But that's a label, sir. What makes him such a bad guy, such a bad person, this guy? That's what we want
to know. Well, I'm not here to hold up for everybody else, but I can say for me.
That's one of your friends. What does she say that makes him a bad person? And like Mr. Solution.
Well, there's nothing, according to her, that makes him a bad person. And that's why she's the broad that... You know, wondering, hey, why do I have such a good job and I really can't take this guy that I'm dealing with around my friends because all of them have degrees and he's just somebody that dropped out of high school.
Well, see, you're being very confused here. Okay, since she's not condemning him as a thug, then you brought it up, so it's incumbent upon you.
I didn't bring anything up as a thug, man. This dude called in. What are you talking about, man?
No. You brought up the fact that the guys who go around having sex with all the women, and you pointed out, in essence, how the women are victims. And my position was the women are not victims.
I never said a woman was a victim. I never said a woman was a victim. I said maybe she didn't have the mental capacity to keep up with him. That's what I said. She got used.
What does that mean?
She got used.
Why is she with him? Why did she choose him? That's the question.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe, and I have a lot of friends and relatives that can attest to this one.
Okay.
Man, I ain't got no motherfucking job. Shit. I sit around, I smoke dope, I play the video game all day. And when the working motherfucker working, shit, I fuck like a motherfucker. When he's tired, I'm fucking. That's one of the.
So you can win because because
that's one reason she with him, because he can fuck the shit out of her. That's one of the reasons.
So, but she made like a solution saying she's making that choice. Nobody's forced her to stay with a guy.
Yeah, she's making that choice.
Unemployed. She made that choice.
She made that choice.
Okay, all right.
Now,
you
my
know
question
what?
Is that what is it your concern of what she does? That's her life. You know, I'm one of those men that you're calling shit is shit, but my shit is together. That's why women seem to be attracted to me, because my things are betterly done than others.
Now,
I mean,
are you a good man for any woman?
No.
I could be. If,
I'm asking you a question of the now, not futuristically.
No.
Are you a good man for a woman right now?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm sorry?
Because he had to think about it. Of course not.
Let him answer. Go ahead, Goofy Bone.
I am a good, what the women call me, a good boyfriend, because I have no complaints. But see, my only complaint is I don't want to settle down because I'm so too much into myself and enjoying myself. There's no need for me to just put the anchor down and set sail. I mean, to put the anchor down and enjoy my sail. You know what I mean?
Quick question. Hey, Goofy, what's up?
Goofy and I have gone over this before,
and I can give you Goofy's position. Goofy said that 70% of all the women he's fucked, 70 to 75% of the women, are not good girlfriend or good wife material because they chose him. And he has admitted that he doesn't want a relationship. But the women are still attracted to him, and I'm going to say part of that reason is of his emotionally unavailability. That's what attracts the women to him, because women are never challenged on their inappropriate and dysfunctional behavior to be normal. They want the unavailable. They want the Satan and the Dracula. Now, you may comprise both of those in your expression, and all I'm saying, Goofy, with respect to being Satan and Dracula, those are characters who do not want the woman. They want her blood, they want her soul, but they don't want her as a whole person. Would you agree that that's who you represent right now?
Exactly. I'm like the Dracula that keeps on giving. You know, if a woman is in desperate needs, I'm there to help her. But yet I vanish in the night.
Let me ask you a question, man. Since you know, whatever. How old are you?
I'm between 30 and 35. Let's put it that way.
You're between 30 and 35, and you okay? So you wasn't getting no pussy early in the day, back in the day. So now, since you got a decent job and
you need to do your research first.
I'm just telling you how it is, bro.
I've been getting pussy all my life. I've been on Jenny Jones for getting so much pussy.
That means that you're garbage. I'm just telling you how it is. I mean, if you 30-something years old, between 30 and 35, and you still doing the exact same stupid goddamn shit that you were doing in your teens, early 20s, mid-20s, late-20s, and 30. Oh, yeah, I'm 30 years old. Damn, it's time to take a little responsibility. Then, you know, hey, bro, I'm just going to call it for what it is. They using you. You ain't using nobody.
All right, Goofy, tell him how many women you've been with.
I think
Goofy, tell him how many women you've been. Tell us how many women you've been with.
Stanley hadn't finished yet.
Sorry,
go ahead. Stan. Sorry about that.
I didn't even hear Stanley.
I think this guy, to the death of this guy, I think this guy wants to basically have, you know, what kind of woman he's going to be settled with. He basically, tell me if I'm wrong, the caller. I think he's taking his time and everything. He's getting to know a lot of women and whatever he's doing. Everything, and he doesn't want to give to just any kind of woman. She got an extra woman in his eyes to be monogamous. Right now, he's not seeing any woman that's worth that.
Breaking up badly, Stan. Unfortunately.
I'll
try it again.
That she is worth being monogamous to.
Yeah, but Goofy, I know Goofy. Goofy and I have had a lot of conversations. And what women are attracted to, like I said again, the Satan and the Dracula. And Goofy just said he epitomizes that. He personifies those particular characters. But women like that. And he's fucked women of all different ethnicities, right, Goofy?
Exactly.
Attractive women and so on and so forth?
Ugly, fat, skinny, pretty, you name it. I mean, when a woman's in need, Goofy Bone's there to be her steed.
See, this is the kind of guy that we need to bounce. See, this guy, and I often say this, pimps can help you understand women better than most of the kiss-ass men can. Men who are pimps and bad boys can give men a lot more insight on women. Because most men are stupid as to how women operate. Would you agree with that, Goofy?
I agree with that in every way. Because, see, nowadays the man expects a woman to just land on their lap and she's going to be perfect in everything that they want. Some men, the first women they lay, they marry them. I mean, men don't take the time and the consideration to understanding a woman. See what makes her tick, what makes her talk, what makes the mouth go up the clock. You know, you got to understand what makes her function. You know, you can't just say, oh, she's beautiful and, oh, what a great piece of ass. I mean, you're not really going to go anywhere with that.
Goofy, what does make women function? What makes them function?
A lot of women need attention. Say, you know, they didn't get their attention from their younger years, from their mom and dad, and, you know, they just want to be held or maybe, you know, somebody to talk to. You know, a lot of women, you know, I'm not no counselor or anything, no Dr. Phil, but a lot of women, they need to just have a good conversation with you. Sit down at a beach, you know.
But why
you? Know,
because the attention that they get from you is short-lived by your definition.
Yeah, but see, I'm still there, you know, if they need somebody to talk to, I'll sit there and talk. I don't just hit it and just split. I do the boyfriend duties, but I'm not the boyfriend, if you know what I'm talking about.
If a woman had any sense.
What the hell are you saying, man? You do
let's just sum
duties.
It all up. Jesus, hey, fuck Jesus. It's not fucking hard to understand. Okay? The guy's a player. Rich is right also about it's not just attention either, Goofy, because when girls want attention, if they want attention from the good guy, they'll talk to him and then they'll go to somebody like you. So it's not just attention.
That's right.
So you're a player, and because you're emotionally unavailable, they keep coming back to you. Now, also, Leno brought up a good point that it could be costing you. I wanted to find out how much money are you spending on your hoes? And I'm not talking about whores that you're putting out there in the street, but on the women, you know, that you don't think of as girlfriend material, they're hoes. So how much money do you spend on them?
Well, I mean, just a basic go out. And I say if I want to see a movie, I'm not going to go by myself. I'll invite somebody, spend a little bit of day's money.
No, He's getting there.
But no, I mean, I don't sit there and calculate my money. I mean, to be in the position that I am, I mean, I'm in Northern California. I own my own home, you know. I've done my struggles. At 30 years old, I'm supposed to be in prison or in jail. Or dead.
Why? Who said that?
As the person earlier said, what shit is shit. I'm a thug. I grew up on the streets.
Are you still a thug, Goofy?
My mentality in a positive way where I moved into, you know, kind of, what the white man likes to say is the white world or what you want to call it.
Corporate.
You know, I have my street smarts and my, you know, business smarts.
Yeah,
but
Goofy,
see,
are you still a thug?
I mean, you know, if I have to, you know, say we had a club, someone acts stupid, yeah, I have to put them down. I mean, it's not like I'm
advertising.
No.
That's not what I mean. Do you still think and behave like a thug?
Nah. Not like I used to.
Okay, all right, that's what I mean. But now, still, do you still, now I know you've said this, so it's not private. Do you still sell drugs? Let me ask you another way. Allow me to revise that question. Is part of the appeal of you to many women the fact that they can get drugs from you?
Oh, no. See, and that's one thing that that players need to understand. Don't tell women nothing. The bedroom, that's all they need to know. Now, if I was a stupid person trying to show off and say, hey, you know, this is me, and then, you know, all I need is a woman to say, hey, you know, I'll get some money for turning this motherfucker in, and next thing you know, I'm in jail for, you know, trying to be a showboat. So, you know, when the women come, you know, they only come to get cummed, and that's it. You know, they don't know my completely life story. They just know, you know, I got my shit together, and this is how I roll.
Goofy, no, allow me to ask you on the spiritual level. A woman can actually sense your badness. When a woman is around Satan or Dracula, just like the fragrance from a perfume or a cologne is identifiable, your character, bad character, is identifiable to a woman. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
And she's ready to fuck you. You've screwed women in bathroom stalls, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, wherever someone needs it.
And these
no
are
thing.
Attractive women, aren't they?
Well, you know, I mean, not every day I could get one, but, you know, 75% of them are. You know, sometimes you get an ugly one. It happens.
But one other question. Now, as far as pussy goes, you're trolling for pussy 24/7, right?
Not completely 24/7. I mean, when a fox needs to eat, he's gonna hunt. You know what I'm saying? But it's just.
Where did you get this dude from, man?
I mean, that is a very interesting way of putting it.
See, the other thing, Goofy doesn't work. Goofy has said that Goofy, and I'm just saying things that you've said on Blog Talk already.
No. Go ahead, Mr. Salute.
Okay. Thank
go
you.
Ahead.
Thank you. Well, see, Goofy doesn't work. Now, he may not be trolling for pussy 24/7, but let's say 26. He's open for pussy. And so, naturally, he's going to – and did you tell how many women you've been with? I know you told it on another show. I forgot the exact number, but it was above 400. And he keeps a spreadsheet of it, by the way, so that he'll know if a particular woman gives him an STD. Correct, Goofy?
Amen to that.
Okay, so how many women approximately?
We're at 436 right now.
And see the reason.
Wait a minute. If you're 30 years old and you know exactly how many women you've had, if you 30 years old and you know exactly how many women you have had sex with, you telling a motherfucking lie.
Uh-oh.
I'm just putting.
No. Why is that
a lie? Well, look, check this out. There's a Jenny Jones show out there about me, okay? She has a book that has an Excel file of every woman that I slept with at that time, and I still got the book, and it's still going.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to find out if I'm lying, do your research.
Well, I mean, if you break it down, say, he give him 35 years old, right? That comes to, what, 12 and a half women a year? So I guess, hey, one woman a month?
No. Sometimes it's more than, it's like 70 a year.
Well, I'm saying, I'm just saying.
Revise your calculations. You need to start when he started having sex, which would probably make it more. He didn't start having sex at zero or one.
At zero, right,
You know, just basically average that some kind of knowledge. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Which
if you go from 17 to 30, that's 23 years. That's 20 a year. That's 430. It's not hard to do. I have friends who've done
it. It's not hard to do, man.
Easy, though. But, you know, especially when you're a person like myself, you know, not afraid to, you know, be let down. If a woman tells me, hey, you know, I'm not feeling you, I'm not going to sit there and cry, you know?
Let me ask you a question. A lot of the women that you come in contact with and you do sleep with, is it like a I had the word right in my head. Is it like a moment of, you know, it's a spur of the moment type of thing? It's not nothing that's really planned out?
Nah, you know, sometimes I amaze myself on how far I take it. You know, sometimes it's just, you know, it starts from a glance, and then, you know, I'll buy her a drink. And then we'll start talking about her whole family, and you know, it'll just go from there. Next thing you know, she's in the car with me. We're going to my house.
That was my question. The whole thing
is,
It isn't about you, Goofy. It's about you say at your age you got your own house. And what kind of car do you drive?
Charger.
That's it?
Yeah.
A Dodge Charger?
Dodge Charger, yeah.
Is it blinged out? You got the rims and the chrome?
Well, no, I mean, I got 22s on it. I mean,
yeah, okay, all right.
I mean,
okay,
it's not like crazy all blinged.
Yeah,
out.
All right. So,
is that your number one car, Goofy? That's not your number one car, is it?
No, that is the number one. That's the Bowmobile.
Okay, all right. But you have expensive cars, and you could get them any time, right?
Well, that's the whole thing.
Well, I mean, if I needed a new car, yeah, I could go get one. Pay cash, you know.
No, but they know your lifestyle, or they know something about you. It's all about the status again. Okay, at your young age, and you've got your own house, and you show them around your house, and you buy them a drink, and you know they find out from friends, or they find out from other conversation, not who you are, but what you are.
Oh yeah, word of mouth. That's a very good helpful.
Yeah.
In other words, a lot of these women are jump offs, as we used to be say. They jump offs.
Yeah,
they're not nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Not a lot of them. All of them with him.
Okay. All of them, okay. So there's no, you really not trying to do no relationship thing with them. You just hit and quit.
No, but I believe them. I believe because it's easy.
Well, like
and
said,
it really is.
Like I said, you know, okay, if that's your story, then stick to it. Good for you. I'm happy for you.
Goofy is the first bad boy, genuinely bad boy, that has come on your show and acknowledged it, Eric.
I know, right? I was just thinking that. I'm like, this is the first time. Well,
Goofy
I got to reform
first
one.
Thug that has come on your show and openly acknowledged. And we appreciate that, Goofy, because.
Oh, yeah, great. He needs to come
back
for more shows.
You can get more information from thugs and pimps than you can the average idiot guy. And the reason I pointed this out is. I was sharing with a certain bloviating truth clown about women's sexual desire. And I pulled Goofy in to ask him the question, and Goofy corroborated everything that I had stated. And he found out that the guy that was trying to oppose me ignorantly had only been with how many women, Goofy? Six?
Six, he said.
And Goofy brought out his advanced Excel spreadsheet documentable experience to say to this guy, yeah, what Mr. Solution is saying is true. And Goofy also went further to tell him that he didn't know what he was talking about with the very limited number in comparison of women he had been with.
Mm.
And the sad thing is I think maybe... 3/4 of those women, he paid for them.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
One of them,
the thing is that, you know, the average
schmo
hasn't
really experienced.
Yeah, because
I know the guy that Rich is talking about.
You know, the average schmo hasn't really experienced what we call experience. Because they've only been with, you know, maybe a handful or, you know, selected few. You know, I've been with, you know, Section 8, a congresswoman. I've been with, three very important people in the city of San Jose. I mean, they're right up there in council and all that other stuff. I mean, I've been around, you know. I've had my set of
hey,
women.
Go
I mean,
fit.
I,
go fit. Go fit.
Nope. What's up?
Go fit. I ain't gonna lie, bro. You like it or not, I don't believe the bullshit you're trying to sell right now. You know, Mr. Solutions, he can enjoy it and everything else that come with it. I don't believe it. Real talk.
Well, like I said,
I,
that's why I was on Jenny Jones for non-believers like yourself. They
I
gave me lie detector tests, and I passed
Jenny
them
Jones.
All. But like I said, do your research.
Jones on
Goofy Bone. GOOFYBONE. Do your research.
Goofy, when you said you had been with, just clarify that. Did you mean have sex with? You said you had been with city council women. Because you're strictly heterosexual, correct?
Yeah, no, I'm only fuck the women, and that's it. That's
that's what I mean.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, though. I'm just telling everybody.
All right, so you've had a cross-section.
Yeah, I kind of picked up something else, too.
Well, maybe
no,
you
he just may
have
not have been immediate. Maybe he didn't homosexual.
Okay.
And he just clarified it by saying only with women. So that's what that means.
Yeah.
No, I understood that, but I'm just as a you know defending myself because you're coming at me saying you know. Do you only go that route? Yes, I only go that route, and that's the only route I go.
All right,
you know?
There you go.
Shit.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Tell me more about
the
cross section.
The other brother's feeling something. Maybe the other brother's, you know, trying to get up on something because, you know, ain't nobody feeling nothing.
Goofy, tell me more about the cross section of chicks that you fuck. Outside of the ones that, you know, people would expect, you know, like the coochies. You were talking about a congresswoman. What about corporate types, other political types? Have you done anybody that we would know if you dropped a name?
Nah.
And
them
motherfuckers in the hood, man.
Well, just tell us about the cross-section without names. Professors, you know, just give us an idea.
A congresswoman, she's currently in Congress in the city of San Jose. I met her... through her son was going through a softball game, and my godson was going through a softball game, and t-ball, and you know we were just you know talking, and you know I didn't even know who she was, and then we went out to dinner, and you know somebody came up to her, you know was talking to her, and then that's when I found out who she was, and you know
who
that kind of you know
who paid at the
what,
dinner?
What was that?
Who paid at the dinner?
Oh, I always pay, man. I give a damn, you know. A man's supposed to pay.
Wait, but you need to understand, though, why Goofy pays. Goofy pays because he gets a particular product. It's an end game
wait,
for him.
Wait, Mr. Solution, hold up. Now, you run one thing, now you're running something else. Oh, now, this is why he pays. Wait a minute. Okay, well, let's say a woman pays for herself, and you still get some pussy. What about that?
No, that's happened before, but I mean, as a man, I mean, shit. If I let a woman pay for me throughout the whole night, when I go to bed and I wake up, I feel like shit. I mean, I don't know how your father taught you, but my father taught me.
Goofy doesn't give a rat's ass about relationships, whereas we do. So we want a different type of woman. We want a different type of mentality and a different type of attitude.
That's right.
Goofy just wants, you know, to get laid. So nothing. And if it doesn't bother him to just get laid, doesn't bother the chicks, yeah, you know.
Goofy is just renting the car. He doesn't want to buy it.
There you go.
I think Goofy's doing what he needs to do. If he just wants to get laid, who are us to judge him?
Yeah, Goofy is paying the cost to get the ass, and then no matter what their fit, do any of them ever catch feelings for you? And if they do, you don't give a shit, do you, Goofy?
Mostly all the time they catch feelings.
I'm not surprised. There you go.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
There's the price.
I'm not surprised.
And that's what
he's emotionally unavailable.
It's like we have something going good, and then right away it's like, oh, I want to take this up a notch. Well, I'm like, no,
yes,
I don't.
Exactly.
You know?
I want to have a relationship. Goofy, doesn't it happen sometimes you're with that one of those women, you're having a good time, and like you said, you have that conversation out of nowhere, she presents you like, oh, this is my boyfriend or something like that?
Oh, I hate that. You know, it's not like, oh, this is my friend. No, this is my man. Or this is my boyfriend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah, you don't want, you don't
I don't
that.
Know these people they're introducing me to. You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
like, let's be real. And I always shake their hand and say, no, I'm a friend. You know what I'm saying? Because who knows? I might one day fuck that chick that I'm introduced to. You know what I mean?
Okay, wait a minute. I'm kind of confused now. Okay, so from what you're saying, Goofy, you kind of confused me here for a moment. Now, one moment you say you hit it and quit it, but now you're saying there are instances where you go places with these women that you sleeping with?
I mean,
like I say, it's full of bullshit. Man, go ahead with that bullshit, man. Come on.
It's
now.
Not
all
right,
no, all right, no, let him answer.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, shit. Like I said, when I want to go somewhere, I'm not going to go by myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always good to have a lady friend. You know, say, for instance, they want to go to the mall. They're inviting me. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I mean, I love to shop.
You just said you might want to go somewhere, and then, oh, yeah, I have a lady friend that might want to invite me. Henceforth, she wanted to go to the mall, and she said, hey, sucker, let's go to the mall so you can buy me something. Come on, boy.
Oh, see, now you're acting stupid. Who said that?
I was going and paying for everything?
We're talking about dinner.
We can always do the research about Jenny Jones. So.
Yeah, well, I got somebody on.
Somebody's on that already.
Man, motherfuck Jenny Jones. This wasn't Jenny Jones' show. This wasn't the Goofy show. Hey, we were talking.
Who said they were trying to make it my show? I got my own show on here.
What happens?
I'm just asking questions. I'm trying to see the dynamic. You know, of what's going on. Because like we've said before, we never had someone like Goofy Bone on the show before. So
exactly.
And there's a reason that you don't.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Reason that you don't have guys, because remember, guys like Goofy Bone are out there playing the field. And when Goofy is with a woman, he is in complete control. First of all, he's the Satan and Dracula type, which means he's totally unemotionally available. That's number one. And he pays because that's his entree to make it easier to get what he wants. Now, it's not contradictory at all because he's a human being, so he likes socialization. He just likes the part that he likes. So it's not at all unreasonable for him to spend some time with a woman. That's the reason he said many of these women will develop an attachment for him, because they think that he might be available or that they may be able to change him, but not a chance in hell that they will. And he knows that.
Did we need you to clarify that or not? We didn't need you to clarify all of that.
Well, see, like what I it said, is you don't understand, and you should just listen for a moment. That wouldn't be a bad thing.
Actually, I've been sitting here listening all day. Let me tell you something, man.
It wouldn't be bad if you listened more.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this, man. You talk about running women. I ran women. And as far as, I'm running all this.
Can I ask you a question?
You
disagree with Goofy?
You're not running women if you say that... Oh, yeah, I'll spend. Yeah, I'll do this.
See, this guy don't understand. Let me say something.
He's not pimping him out. He's just a player.
Right.
Okay, I understand where NO's going with this because he's right. I mean, if you've got a woman completely under your control, you're not spending money on her.
Oh, okay. See, he's talking about a different level.
Yeah.
Goofy is just a player.
He's not a pimp.
Actually, if you're playing women, then you run back and forth and you enjoy yourself, and you ain't got to spend a goddamn dime. Hell, if I want to go to the mall, I'm going to the mall, and I'm going to buy me 10 pair of tennis shoes, 2 motherfucking Cougie outfits, this.
But I see your point now. There is flexibility in this particular madness.
It is what it is.
You're on one level. Goofy's on another. That's right.
Well, the brothers over here, you know, saying that I shouldn't be spending my chips. Hey, man, I love to socialize. I'm not going to sit here being the dungeon all by myself waiting to get laid. You know, I got to conversate with some of these women. Some of these women are human beings, right?
That's fine. That's fine. I'm happy for you. But goddamn, man, hey, we had a good forum going before all this bullshit.
Yeah, but another thing, too. He never claimed to be anything except somebody who was getting laid a lot.
Right.
So he never put a title on himself. So, you know.
I'm no multimillionaire, this, that, and this. I just said I'm a homeowner. I'd like to find out one day, to talk about his exploits.
He said he was running women for free. That's what he said in the very beginning.
For free?
Oh, yeah, I had all
for
these
free.
Women.
I never said all that.
No, he never said that.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot.
I like guys like Goofy because I pointed out, and I hope Goofy drops by again, because Goofy adds a very important aspect to the conversation, because guys who are not just out to fuck, who would like a good monogamous relationship, those are the guys that usually populate the council. But I'm elated that Goofy came in, and because he brings in another facet of reality that he has experienced,
and it doesn't contradict anything that we say either.
Excuse me?
It doesn't contradict anything that we say either.
Actually, it's quite the contrary. It's supportive of what we say.
Yeah.
Because I asked Goofy how many of the women that he had been with were good girlfriend and good wife material. And he said less than 25%. Actually, he said that 75% were not.
Yeah. That just says that he'd been out with the hood's finest, which ain't shit.
Say what?
That just says that he was out with the hood's finest.
He's been with more than just the hood. He's been with a whole range of women. Correct?
Okay. You put a goddamn dope smoking congresswoman in this shit if you want to. Goddamn, man, come on now. I mean,
okay, but what are you saying? Congresswomen don't smoke dope?
I said you put a congresswoman that smokes dope in this persuasion. Hey, of course, that's right. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm talking about you.
I never said anything about that. I don't know what the hell you listening to.
This motherfucker hollering about I went out with the council.
Man, check out the archives, man, because obviously you're missing some screws up in your head, brother. I said I fucked a congresswoman and I sold dope. I didn't say she smoked dope. Come on, man.
Well, that's true. He didn't say that.
Actually, Mr. Solutions was talking about you was selling dope. Now, motherfuckers that's getting their goddamn swerve on, they ain't telling nobody. Cause it ain't
no,
nobody
no, no. No. You got this all discombobulated. Please. See, I have heard Goofy. Goofy and I know each other from other shows, and Goofy has stated publicly that he has sold drugs. Right, Goofy?
Yeah, who hasn't?
Well, I asked him, was that part of his appeal to women? Now, it may or may not be, but I'm going to tell you this. He did admit that he was the Satan and Dracula persona. And
yeah,
women sense
to me right now he is the Denzel Washington of the Eric Jackson's radio blog talk radio show. The best actor.
From Denzel Washington.
The best actor. Motherfucker, please.
I tell you what, Goofy, if you could get another guy that's as articulate as you, another thug type. Have him come on, because I think, and Eric, you tell me if you're in disagreement with this. You seem to be totally in line with free speech, and I think this is enlightening, because it really shows a lot of times where women are. I mean, we know where a lot of the men are. What we ask a lot of times is, why do the women who say they are mature get with the men whom they know are not for the same thing they are for?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I accept this award on behalf of that brother over there. Thank you.
Lord have mercy. You know, we really are going to have to come up a little bit more on this one here. I mean, really. Wow.
We should probably have a professed prostitute or whore to come on. Would you encourage that, Eric?
Hey, you know what? Yeah, that would be interesting.
I already know of a person who is an open gold digger. So,
do you now?
Yeah, she shows up. Wait a minute, did she show up in your show earlier? Did she show up on Perry's show?
She didn't show up on my show, because I would have remembered that one.
A professed gold digger? That would be great. A whore? A prostitute?
No, she's an open gold digger, and as a matter of fact, I think it was your show, Eric, because I think we said, no, I remember what show she was on. Right. Okay. If I can find her again, I'll invite her to this show.
Mm-hmm. See, that don't care about.
But she's open about it. In other words, the guy knows in advance that all she wants is his money, and if he's willing to pay the price, they have a consensual relationship, and I don't have a problem with that.
Does that include sex? Okay.
Nothing wrong with that. I mean, hell, he got him a pretty hole. That's all he got.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Right.
Right. That's true.
And she acknowledges it.
Yeah. I mean, but that would put a whole new light on a lot of things. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And all we ask women is to reveal their hand. Just show who you are.
Yeah, I get with
that. But I'm going to go back to what Rich said before. All women can be bought in some way or another.
Of course they can. Of course they can.
Okay.
And all men can be suckers. Like it or not. All men can be suckers.
Yeah, but we want to avoid that because one of the things that we talk about so often, and I know Goofy can corroborate this if he's a busy man. But he can corroborate this. If a woman likes you, you don't need to spend a dime on her. In fact, that's counterproductive. She likes you for you. And if she doesn't like you for you, spending money on her will not make her like you. Now, what Joe just said, that doesn't contradict what Joe just said. Because if you create an arrangement with her to where she will do certain things for money, then that is a financial transaction.
Oh, yeah. When I said to be bought, I didn't mean it had to be necessarily money. There has to be a trade. And
yeah,
a trade
money or money-related things.
Yeah, or something. She is not going to do something simply because out of the goodness of her heart like men do. What we do for women, we do for their companionship. What a woman does, she does for some sort of material gain or some sort of emotional gain which will lead to a material gain. It's
right.
Mainly material-based.
And we want to... Go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry.
No, that's it.
Yeah, we want to avoid those type of women. Women who want to get something. Now, look, let me make this very clear, and this is the reason we don't do – there's so much confusion here. I know that there is an exchange of physical things once a relationship commences, and that's fine. But that is with a person who is deserving, and that person is willing to do something – because they care for you. They care for you first. And particularly the woman. She cares for the man. That's the important part. And that's what separates a prostitute from a genuine woman.
She does care for your inequality as opposed to what you can do for her. Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, I'm going to say it like this. And I've run across a lot of them. If you've never been in the military, you won't understand what I'm saying. Maybe you will. I ran across a lot of typewriter Rambos.
Go ahead, babe.
I ran across a whole lot of those. Oh, you can be whoever you want to be across the phone. Or you can be whoever you want to be over the internet. But when all reality sits down and sets in, you've never done any of those things that you've lied about. You know what?
Let me quote a scripture to you. The ear is for tasting words as the palate is for tasting food. Look, you're in the midst of the council here, and we have a rigorous way of examination and cross-examination. We can get to the truth that we're interested in. Make no mistake.
Well, you cross-examine me since you, quote-unquote, are a part of the council, quote-unquote. So you cross-examine me.
Well, we already have.
I don't have a lot to tell.
Excuse me?
I'm just calling for what it is. I can tell you about...
So let me just ask you this question. This is a cross-examination question. Are you a liar? Are you a liar? Do you generally tell the truth when people ask you
questions? You damn right I tell the truth, and that's why I don't have a whole lot of motherfucking friends right now, because I tell the motherfucking truth.
Okay, there you go. The council just approved of you. Now, let me say this. We're not gullible. There are more questions, but that's just the lead one.
Well, you can ask whatever you want to right now.
Well, no, I did. And see, the thing of it is this. The only media that we have is one that we are exercising right now. So the thing is, we can discern a lot about a person over the air. Make no mistake about it. When you enter into a conversation with a person and you know the questions to ask, you can virtually get anything out of them that you need to know.
Well, anything that I have to say, you can ask Mr. Jackson and he can vouch for it. How about that one? And on top of that, Mr. Solution, if you want to, away from this, you can call me on my private line and you can come to my home and stay at my home. Matter of fact, I'm opening up the forum right now. We almost to Mardi Gras. I want everybody to come to La Place, Louisiana. Spelled La Place, but it's La Place, Louisiana. And you'll meet N.O. Lowe. Come down, enjoy yourself, and when you go back home, we'll have so much fun when we're over these airways. How about that?
Well, thank you very much for the invitation.
There you go.
Man, I ain't coming down to Louisiana. I done spent all time in Iraq and stuff, which I ain't coming to Louisiana to be with you.
The heck? I'm not going to.
I'm messing with you, Lowe. I'm messing with you.
Eric, let me say this. I got to go work out. Hey, man, let me recommend something to you all. This is open mic. Bicycling is the most fantastic media of exercise that one can embark upon. I just bought a newfangled bike. I had an old one that I really fixed up, but I just bought a new one, and I had everything on it upgraded except the frame. And I got to go check on it. Go ahead. I'm sorry. What?
No, I'm saying the frame was most of the weight.
Right. It's one of these DP, what they call 780. It's this new type of steel. It's more flexible than conventional steel, and it's lighter weight. And that's good when I'm taking those super hills. But look here, excellent conversation. I'll hang out in the queue, but we're going to get the prostitutes, the open whores and the gold diggers and more thugs and players. We really want to hear their side of the story because they are.
I know, right? I'm kind of interested myself now. All right, before you go, Mr. Solution One, that's it for you? That's your final word?
Yes, sir. That's it. Great show.
All right. Thank you. All right, Joe. Hold on. Wait a minute, Joe. All right, Mr. Lowe, your final word, sir.
Hell of a show, brother.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. All right. Now, for my unofficial co-host, who's always here with me when he decides to be, what you got to say, Mr. Joe?
Well, Goofy, where can I check up on you?
Look, www.myspace.com/goofybone, the pound sign, and number one.
No, I mean to check up on what you were saying before about being with Jenny Jones.
Well, that's what I just gave you, Joe.
Oh, because I don't go.
And it's on YouTube also. I heard it's on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
I haven't, pulled it up there yet.
Oh, is that under Goofy?
I would guess so. Yeah, the one I just gave you was. I don't know about. I would think it would be. Would have to be.
Who knows?
Jenny Jones is, you know.
Well, Jenny Jones would probably be in the title, but who knows if Goofy would be in the title.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, man slept with so many wives or,
she's had a few of those.
Guy trying to be like Whip Chamberlain. Who knows?
Oh, Chamberlain. Yeah, please. 30,000 women. Come on.
But you know what? I'll check it out, though. When I get out there, I'll pull it up and see. And I'll just put the link in there tomorrow.
Okay.
You know, when we come back. But anyway, anything else, my brother?
No, that's
my
it.
My brother. All right. Thank you for coming, Joe.
Okay. Yeah, I know I'm late. All right.
It's okay. I was late, too, so we all right.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, I know, right? And it's my show.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Joe. See you tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Once again, we've had another outstanding Open Mic Monday. Hey, I'm telling you, man, you just can't beat Open Mic Monday, can you? Because you never know what we're going to get into. outstanding. You know, it's amazing at the way, you know, everybody thinks. And as far as women being in charge, man, I got to hit this a little bit. You know, I was thinking one way when I asked the question, but after actually speaking with women and listening to them actually talk about each other, I don't want a woman in charge. They have convinced me that probably wouldn't be a good thing. All right. I'm just putting it out there. But I did do the research first, y'all, okay? As far as Goofy Bones, that's a very interesting, story. And I would invite others to come on the show and that kind of, with that kind of story. And let's talk about this thing because, that gives a whole different type of insight. Now, whether you choose to believe what he's saying or not, it is kind of, some of it is kind of shaky. And some of it, okay, could be true.
Hey, depends on, you know, what kind of lifestyle you live. Now, me being me, I can see some of it because I've been there in different times and places. But, you know, believe what you want. Now, if you want to go and check it out, go to www.myspace.com/goofybones, the pound sign. Oh, I'm sorry, an exclamation point. Yeah, so www.com/goofybones, number, the pound sign, and exclamation point. So, you know, I think that's about it, y'all. Tomorrow, hey, we have another great show planned for you tomorrow, y'all. And the topic of tomorrow's show is, when does a parent's responsibility end? So, if y'all want to go on and get your little research in, because, you know, like always, we coming with the boom. I don't know what happened to the boom earlier. And it was a weird day. I do apologize for coming on late. I don't know, man. The boom got lowered on me or something. But it's okay. We will correct that issue. But other than that, hey, make sure tonight you enjoy yourself, enjoy your family, give that special someone a hug, let them know you love them, you encourage them, you know, because you never know when they won't be there. Trust me, I know. Mr. Solution, Joe, Lowe, Goofy Bone, Stanley, Supreme, A-Nav, Rob. Let's see, did I miss anybody? If I missed anybody, I'm sorry. You know, I do appreciate all your support. And without you, I would not be on the air. Hey, y'all, guess what? This week I'm coming up on show number 100. We're going to have to do something real special on that day. I'm still working on that one. But anyway, until then, y'all have a great, 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 great day. And I'll see y'all here tomorrow, same place, same time. Until then, I'm out of here. Oh, please.